Mad. Hey friends, we be back talking
and
about
and we be pissed.
Yeah, we're very upset.
This is Crystal, by the way.
This is Joy, and we're going to be talking about So You Think You Can Dance. It's the top six, and two were just eliminated, and we're fucking pissed. Crystal predicted this because Crystal has watched so much So You Think You Can Dance that she sees the patterns of this. Just like Crystal and So You Think You Can Dance is like me and America's Next Top Model. Like, we fucking know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We know who's going to win.
Yeah.
We know how this is going.
And I hate that
down.
I was right. I hate it so much.
I hate that you were right too, because honestly, I'm fucking pissed. Like, those two. Okay.
Okay. We'll just get
We'll get there.
So we're going to go number by number and just talk about each number and discuss.
Like
and
we normally do.
Yeah. If you're new, welcome, by the way. We're your new best friends when it comes to dance.
Yeah. Be friends with us. Watch this with us. Watch the finale with
us. Tweet at us.
Tweet at us. So that we don't feel like we're talking to ourselves.
Because we basically are, but that's fine.
We are. I mean, Anna doesn't even listen to our podcast.
Wow. What a bitch.
What a hoe.
Okay. So we're starting off with a group dance by Mia Michaels.
Mia Michaels, you're my bitch. Like, I love you. I mean that in the most sincere way.
I've missed her so much on this show.
I love her dances from last season. So, like, I know she's amazing.
I don't know if I said this in the last podcast, but I've made a YouTube playlist of different dance numbers that I want on Enjoy to see, because I reference them every now and then.
She
like,
really
what?
Does, and it's
so
really great.
I'm watching a lot of dances on YouTube, and
Mia Michaels.
Mia, I miss her so much. I miss her creativity and her style.
Her stuff is so different from anything I've seen from anybody else. And she has a great impact in like a different sort of way. Mm-hmm. She's very, obviously very unique, very creative. And I think she really pushes the limits of like what dance can be.
Yeah.
Dance is a form of art.
She also pushes the dancers as well.
Just
pushes the dancers as well.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Cause like this is, nobody's done anything like this so far.
Mm-mm.
And it's fucking great. These costumes also. Costume, director, whoever you're doing this, it's fucking wonderful. I love these boys in these poofy sleeves. I want those tops. Please. Send
right?
it to
it's
me
very,
now. I wear a 2X.
it's very, like, Mexican. I get Mexican feels with this.
Yeah, I get, like, folklorico.
There you
like,
go, yeah.
almost like a bata.
Especially
like what I would wear to go
to
sleep.
Top of yeah. What they're wearing. That's what I get that feel.
Like a fancy lady's nightgown.
yeah, exactly.
But Mexican.
Shout out to the Mexicans.
So shout out to ourselves.
yeah. So yes, we love Mia. I need her to be on the show more. She stopped doing the show because she choreographed like Celine Dion in Vegas or something.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet
and
that was beautiful.
That I can't think of right now, but I miss her so much.
Speaking of Celine Dion in Vegas, please somebody go with me to Lady Gaga in Vegas. So
you
that
can't
I
find
can
anybody go with you?
Cry, cry, cry. Actually, no, Chrissy's going with me.
Oh,
but
okay, there
let's,
you go.
Let's join the party. Let's make it bigger.
Not that I wouldn't see her, but I would much rather see Jabberwockies before I see Lady Gaga if I'm going to Vegas.
Oh my God, I'll totally see Jabberwockies.
okay, then I'll go to Lady Gaga
let's
with you.
Go, bitch. We're going
Although,
to both.
Would you see J-Lo in Vegas?
Oh, hell yeah. Remember, we like J-Lo. We are age like J-Lo, but our mothers don't like J-Lo. They have a thing against her.
This is really weird. You're right.
I don't understand if it's like, I have no clue.
I don't understand
because
either.
My mom said it's because she doesn't like J-Lo as a singer. Cause she says J-Lo's more of a dancer. Even though she does like some of J-Lo's acting stuff.
The music she sings isn't music that would require you to be like,
the most amazing singer.
Exactly.
Right.
It's dance.
So I'm like,
music,
mom,
so
what is it? I don't know. They have this weird like.
Because
when
it.
We mentioned it to your mom, she just made a face. She's like,
but she doesn't give. But that's my mom. She's giving me reasons of why she doesn't like things. She just doesn't like it. So, anyways, we're gonna get into this
back
first
to
number.
Dance. So our favorite people are here.
Okay, so Jensen and Kiki.
Fuck Kiki.
Kiki. Okay.
Fuck Jenna.
If you didn't. Okay. So little side note. If you didn't listen to us last season, which, I mean, how dare you? We were not a fan of Kiki. Just because
Kiki is trash.
He was he was very
mediocre.
He didn't care about the competition.
He was very
like,
apathetic
I mean,
about
I'm
everything.
Here. I guess
just
I'm
like,
here.
I guess I'm the top four. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
And Jen
other
was
people.
His partner. And I didn't have a problem with Jenna on her season. She was fine with me. But I was starting to get annoyed with her on Dancing with the Stars because she's very like needy and like touchy-feely and every hug requires her legs to be wrapped around the guy's body every single time. That's annoying.
Literally, she wraps her legs around everybody.
So, because Kiki was annoying, Jenna was annoying, and now I don't like them both. And
they're both annoying, and everything sucks.
So, the fact that it's Kiki dancing as the all-star and Jenna choreographing is hilarious to our favorite person, Jensen.
It's fucking rude.
But besides that, these costumes are great.
She's great. She obviously outdid him, like, by a lot.
I mean,
and I'm really upset. Okay, maybe it's Jenna's choreography. This looks like a very dumbed down version of a cha-cha, like a very like basic like dance 101, ballroom 101. Here's a cha-cha, foot one and two and
says
three
the
and
two
four.
Non-ballroom dancers.
Yeah, I don't fucking do ballroom, but I can do some cha-cha at some nightclub.
We know what it's supposed to look like. It's the point.
We've watched a lot of ballroom. Also, there was only one lift in this at the very end. You want to know why? He ain't strong like JJ. He can't.
Oh, there she is in her annoying.
He just can't.
I can't.
She's like overdoing it.
She's like the Taylor Swift of the dance world to me.
No, because Taylor Swift doesn't overdo it as much.
No, in the beginning she did. Every time she was like...
Every time she won, she like made a big deal.
You know what
it,
I mean?
Yes,
so that's what I feel. Ew, I didn't even see that the first time. When he
he was like, I'm so cool and so great. Now he's starting to care.
We dislike him so much. Okay. I know we sound like stupid, rude people, but when we... he's probably a nice guy, but it doesn't matter. When we went to see them live
competition,
last year...
No.
Okay, when we went to see them live last year, he was one of the ones that came out and talked to the people waiting for them after the show, and we just kind of walked away from the line. So he wouldn't talk to us. Makes me sound like such a bitch.
And I mean, like, he probably didn't care that we didn't talk to him.
Well,
he doesn't give a fuck.
We weren't stupid teenage girls. That's probably...
Puke.
Anyway, so...
I'm so glad Jenna wasn't there, because I literally would have just yelled, like, fuck Jenna!
Wow!
I almost yelled "fuck Kiki" because I hate him so much.
Well, then I probably would have made
two of my favorite dancers.
Because then you would have made me feel uncomfortable, and I'm like, I don't know her.
No, I wouldn't actually do it because I know you would get all like that.
Oh, don't roll your eyes. Roll your eyes harder. Jeez, God, rude.
Ow, that hurt my eyeball. No, but because one of my favorite dancers and one of Crystal's favorite dancers went home, and he stayed, and he didn't deserve it because Logan can literally fly.
Yeah,
and Kaylee was literally the strongest, most
grounded
person.
We will never
get
over the fact that Logan left and Kiki stayed. How that makes sense to anybody in the world, I have no idea.
It does not, but the judges love it because judges have a weird boner for Kiki. I don't understand.
Okay, enough about him. He's over. He's done. This is now it's last season. So now
Genesee,
we're watching Genesee dance a contemporary with last year's winner Lex, who we met.
Bitch, I have a photo with him. I was freaking out. He's the sweetest, nicest, kindest, just soft-spoken, most beautiful man. Like, I love him.
So they're dancing this contemporary by Mandy and Elizabeth where they have face mask on, which is what I was going to put on, but I got distracted.
Yeah, we got too emotional.
That's true. Genesee has always been a little bit insecure about her movement, and I understand that, you know, because I don't have the biggest confidence in the world either. But I feel like dancing with Lex totally helped her. I think he elevated her for sure.
Because this
might have been her best contemporary number she's done so far. Mm-hmm. I think.
Is she contemporary?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we always ask the question because we never know.
I know, because she's not like, she hasn't been particularly strong in anything up to this point, which is unfortunate.
It was really weird and creepy, but it was beautiful, like a beautiful weird.
It was a beautiful contemporary piece. I really liked it. I feel like having the mask on did help her because the mask could kind of hide a lot of her face.
She had a character to play. She had a character to hide behind, so she didn't have to be...
so much
herself. Right. She had a literal mask died behind, so I think that helped her. Also, side note, Lex, not that he was bad before, but he's like somehow gotten better.
I know.
I was watching his
how? I went through an Instagram thing on his mm-hmm. page, and I was watching some of the things he's doing now, and I'm like, how can you be so good and still have room to grow, like still be able to be better? And he just, I mean, I just love him. I do love that he's opened up a lot more and he's become more intense and emotional in his pieces. And it's beautiful.
For sure.
I think he was really strong in this because, I mean, he's fucking amazing. And I think, yeah, he definitely elevated her.
I think this is one of the perks of the having the All-Stars is they...
Someone to push you.
They push the contestants. They elevate the contestant.
Also...
Because if she were to have danced this with, say, I don't know, Slavic, it wouldn't have been as good.
No, because I think... Going back to, I think, what I said last week, that maybe she's been putting so much of her energy towards helping Slavic even do the minimal work for contemporary or for anything else.
She wants
else.
It to look good.
That she's been holding back for herself.
Yeah.
This ending shot, though, I didn't believe it from her. I believed it from him, but I didn't believe it, fully believe it from her.
And with him, she doesn't have to, you know, do anything because he's the one doing pulling the heavy lifting for her. Yeah. So, she got to be the Slavic in this situation.
Yeah.
Was it good? Yeah. Was it the best I've seen?
No.
But progression, I guess.
Words. I would have really loved to see like a different contemporary dancer in this.
Really? Like who?
Yes. Kaylee.
Was Kaylee? Kaylee, yeah, so Kaylee was contemporary. I feel like she was more like a jazzy dancer though. She had hip hop influences.
I do love that. I love that they put her with Cyrus. I think that was the greatest choice. That was really
Who's going to be on tour? Cyrus.
Oh my God.
And Lauren Ferdinand. I love Lauren.
Lauren was the one who did the dance with Darius?
JJ.
With the bitch, I have some notes about that. All right. Okay
so we'll get there. So anyways,
next is Slavic.
Next is Slavic and Yaya dancing a number choreographed by Comfort. So they have the All-Stars come amazing. And dance, and then the alumni are choreographing.
She gives me comfort.
choreographing the numbers. I loved Yaya since she was on ABDC, America's Best Dance Crew, with IME. I always think she's really cool. I like her vibe. She's a great actress as well when she performs.
Is. She's definitely she's like a really character great. Dancer, mm-hmm. and I love that. And this is like, this is very fun. I think this was very fitting for her. I think it had the potential to be really great, but Slavic was not giving it.
I think it was off at times, and I don't think I fully liked that song choice.
Yes, it was like a little off
the wrong
mix, maybe.
Yeah,
because it was like a remix of that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because it started off like the traditional song, mm-hmm. and then it like remixed into something
or
other.
Yeah, because Yaya could dance out by herself and I would have been okay, but it just felt so...
It felt disconnected. I felt like she was there and she was like giving it to him and he wasn't necessarily giving it back. And I think that Twitch said it really well that like... He wasn't really focused. He wasn't really there. He was thinking about it too much. He was way too in his head.
Yeah, he was nervous.
And I mean, that's
his comfort
fine.
Blanket, Genesee, wasn't with him anymore.
Exactly. He can only do well when he's playing off of somebody that he's like into, that he's flirting with. Like, no, that's not how that works. Having him dance next to an all-star, it definitely showed that he is not on the same level as some of the other dancers.
And I do like him. I think I like Slavic.
I think
really
he's great
do.
At what he does.
It's just when you compare him to the other two, there's no comparison.
Yeah, when you compare him to the other two guys, he's not on the same level. Let's be real.
Okay, so...
Hanalei
and Marco, right? Marco dancing a Robert number. First of all, this is the year.
If you're free... on Tuesday, I'm free on Tuesday. Call me. Let's hang out. Let's chill.
Hook a sister up.
Dude,
or Marco, like, whoever's around. Bring Marco with you.
Let's have a dance party.
First of all, this is the year of Asian representation.
Hell yeah.
So shout out to Marco and Hanalei.
Shout out to Marco. Shout out to Hanalei. Shout out to Crazy Rich Asians. If y'all have not seen that, dude, that movie is fucking great. Buck, buck, bitch. To go along with Nay Bitch Nay.
Okay, so Joy Williams, yes. We love her.
Oh my God.
So,
I don't know. No, we have talked about this on our Getting to Know You, but we, back in the day, did love us some The Civil Wars.
I still do, actually.
I still fucking listen to those albums on repeat. I'm very sad that I only got like 30 songs from them.
I know, but they're good. They're real good.
Joy Williams is great, only because her name is Joy. All Joy. I've never met a bad Joy. Honestly,
I think I only know one Joy, and that's you. Actually.
So I'm the best Joy.
So I really love the trust in this number.
Oh my God, I know, because she was like in the air most of the time.
And you can tell she trusts him. Like, even when there's a part where she's falling back. Like, she does a trust fall. And you can, like, she's not even looking back, not scared. Mm-mm. She trusts that he's going to be there.
Marco, I think Twitch was right. Like, Marco's definitely one of the hardest working dancers.
Ugh.
Because, like, he really is so devoted and so in it all the time.
He's an excellent partner to whoever he's dancing with.
He's a beautiful partner. He, in every partnership, is always 1,000%.
Yeah.
He's always very supportive, very helpful, like, and still, I think he's so good at being graceful. Yeah. Marco is graceful. He is so light on his feet. And even though he's carrying her, it looks so light and airy. And
she's already light as it is. But yeah. He makes her look even lighter.
Yeah. It's like she's a fucking feather. It's amazing.
Literally, yes.
Anyways, Marco's beautiful.
So yeah, we love Marco.
I was very distracted in this number by just Marco. By how
also because we met him.
Oh my god. We also have a picture with him.
Robert looks good in this
red
magenta whatever blazer maroon, he's wearing.
I don't know. These lights are playing tricks on
Marco,
my eyes.
You win my heart.
Marco, you win the season.
Robert, you win my heart too. So yeah,
Robert's amazing. This dance was beautiful.
I think that's the best that she's danced actually,
because she's had a very strong partner, because she had someone there to.
You know what it made me think, like, and more so in the other number that she danced with Darius later, but was Cole holding her back?
You know what? Honestly, I do think so, because she did so good with Marco here, and then she did so great with Darius.
We'll
too.
Get there, but oh my god, yeah. With Darius, we'll get there when we talk
because
about Darius,
like, we were talking about Hanalei and her being so great in auditions, and then her kind of like maybe not disappointing us but being
plateau.
Like meh during the live shows, and I think it's because she didn't have an adequate partner for her, and they just put them together so because crazy, of sizing just because, like,
well, I mean, that's the only reason, maybe not no. because
but
again she would have benefited from a top 20, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she's so cute.
She's adorable. So I do love that this kept her, because Hanalei has a problem with just being really smiley and bubbly and cute and whatever, which is great as her personality.
Gave her a character.
But in the dances, like, she hasn't been able to fully lose herself into a character, and I think this dance did that. Again, Robert, call me. I'm free tomorrow. Come hang out. I'll make you dinner. I'm making gnocchi.
Ooh, what do you make? Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Wait, what?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. I'm just trying to say
it's
it right.
Italian.
Gnocchi. I can't talk. I'm sorry. I barely know.
It's very late at night. Why do we always record this so late?
Because you get home late. All right. So next one.
Do you want me to pay rent? I'll leave. next one is JJ
and Lauren Frodeman, who's gonna be on tour, dancing a Mandy Moore jazz number.
Bitch, oh my god, that jump.
We'll go back and then we'll talk about it.
First of all, Mandy Moore, Mandy Moore the Mandy Moore who choreographed what was
La La Land.
La La Land.
I love Lauren. I love her style, and this totally fits
I love
her.
This outfit choice. I really, okay, one style problem here. I really wish that they had put some brighter color on JJ, because I feel like it was like attention on her.
Yeah, you're right.
And I feel like that. He kind of, his shirt blends in a lot with the lights because they're white and blue.
I didn't even think about that. You're right.
And I was like, he has his standout moments, and of course I'm like obviously watching him, but I feel like bad shirt choice and bad pants choice.
It looks so fun. They make it look like so much fun.
I know. It looks like there's just, it literally looks like, not in a bad way, but in a good way, it looks like it's freestyle.
Yeah.
Like it hasn't been choreographed.
Yeah, like they're just kind of
like they're
out.
Just hanging out, being friends, looking cool, looking hot. Like, damn.
Feels natural.
Also, who is this all star? I love her.
Lauren Frodeman. She won her season.
I can tell.
I can't think of the season right now. Season 7, 6.
Also, look at those arms. Oh my god, I need to work out.
She's excellent. Her and Robert are in the same season, actually.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did they dance together? Because that would be beautiful.
Oh yeah. Lauren is great. I remember she was a cheerleader, like a college cheerleader or something, or high school.
Really?
And she danced on a whim, or danced auditioned on a whim. They're like, hey, come down some audition. Just like, okay, I'll do it. And she put up the show.
Dang.
So she's great because she's cool. And did he fall just then? Was that a fall? It felt like a fall to me.
I'm not sure.
I felt very like, do new fall. Also, Kat Dealy is the best host there ever was.
Give Kat Dealy an Emmy.
Why? She Emmy even says so herself. That, if I know. That's not winning her an Emmy, what is it going to take? Siri. Sorry, computer, I hit you. She is just the hostess with the literal mostest. Like, I don't, how is she?
She's game for everything.
She's the best.
She's so supportive.
Yes.
She's so sweet to everybody.
Yes. She's, you know, always every got year, their back. She has a 4th of July barbecue at our house, and she invites all of the contestants, past and present.
Aww. And I bet they all go because she's amazing.
It's so cute.
I love her.
Yes, JJ is amazing. I liked it. I thought the number was great. It was fun. It was awesome. Energetic. They were a great match together.
They were. Like, he was, I mean, I think he's also a great partner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it, honestly, if you can be partners with Jensen, you can be partners with anybody.
Yes, you can. Oh, my God. Bitch. So, yeah, we like that number. And then also Kat is the best.
Oh, my God. Kat is so tall. I was, like, so scared he was going to hit her. But I'm glad she only, like, fell on her butt.
Right.
Slightly. But that was still great. She's so adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
So, next.
We have Darius and Taylor, which.
Lord and Taylor.
We call her Lord and Taylor because. Why do we call her that?
When she was auditioning, there was a lot of girls named Taylor or something. And we were just like, we had to come up with a nickname for her.
I think we just nicknamed her Lord and Taylor. So, yeah. Darius and Lord and Taylor are dancing a Travis Wall number.
Bitch.
Okay.
I am moved.
So.
I'm shaken to my core.
Travis Wall can do no wrong. I kind of wish we didn't hear the story of what it was about, because it was very evident what it was about.
Right.
I
feel like we didn't need to know.
No, we didn't. He didn't need to be as, well, which is fine because it's a story and right. It's very personal.
It's conceptual. And
but I feel like his choreography as a whole is
you don't need
so
an explanation.
Strong, you don't need an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can just show someone that dance and they'll be like, oh, whoa, I get it. I understand.
Right.
Because he's that great of a choreographer. So this number, first of all, Taylor has
Lord
gotten
Taylor.
So much better.
We also met her.
We also thought that when she was on her season last year, she was very timid and she didn't really come out of her shell too much as we wanted her to.
Mm-hmm.
But this, she was fantastic in
She's
this.
She's great. She has like.
She was very much the all-star.
She's grown in this a lot. Yeah. And I'm very happy for her.
Wow. This number was so beautiful.
I think it was like one of the best numbers of the season for sure.
It's definitely, mark my words, going to get me nominated next year for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. It's very powerful. It doesn't beat you over the head about what it's talking about. It's very.
Literally. Oh my God. He's flying. He leaped to the height of her head.
Like, what can't Travis do? What can he do?
And why have we not put Travis with Darius before?
I thought we had already.
No, like, no, I'm in a dance.
Oh. And Damien Rice.
Damien
Rice.
Love
Damien Rice.
Yes. Love me some rice.
This whole thing was so
Taylor
great.
Was so. I love how, like.
Sinister
her
she looks.
Her face and her feelings in this were just beautiful. I love how he's able to carry her because Taylor's not a little Hanalei. She's a very strong, strong dancer. And I love their partner work here together. Even though, like, in the dance, they're working against each other. I love what moments they had. Like, the moments that they had where they were touching.
Yeah.
It was very beautiful. Choice of costume, also amazing. I love how it transformed.
I don't feel like there's enough words to describe
how
great this is.
Twitch just saying that it was Travis's masterpiece.
It transcends the competition.
Right.
It's
more than a dance to to the show.
It's a movement.
It's an art piece.
Yeah, it's literal art. Watching art being performed.
With this dance, Nigel said that Darius is his favorite performer, dancer of the season.
And then the ending happens. Yeah, I agree. Because if you look at his hip hop, and even though he was hair out of hair all over the place, he still got swag. He can do it. Mm-hmm. And you see him do this. And it feels so powerful just walking towards the camera.
Yes, the way that he walks, his movement. He is a dancer from head to toe, from the tip of his fingers to the bottom of his feet.
Yeah.
He is it.
Yeah, that was
beautiful. Like Travis is trying to like hold his emotions because I was also trying to hold my emotions.
I didn't.
There are so many good things. Look at Taylor's neck. Look at all that strength in that neck. First of all,
she's gotten so much better. Good Lord job, Taylor. Taylor.
I fucking love you, girl.
We're proud of you.
We are really proud.
Yeah. Go ahead and get it. Yeah, I don't think there's enough good things to say about this. This was beautiful. It was very powerful. So we're just going to move on. Because we can't. We're going to keep saying the same thing over and over again. We just keep talking about it.
You're going to get very annoyed.
Okay, so next is Jensen and JJ dancing. I deleted it. What is it?
Haitian. No, not Haitian.
Is it Haitian?
No. It's definitely not Haitian.
Tahitian. Tahitian. Oh my God, I was like, we're awful. Tahitian dance. First of all,
this is the first time they've done. First time they've like
ever
this?
Done this. I have a very much affection for these people. I went to high school with some Tongan people, and they are the most genuine, nice, caring, loyal people I've ever met in my life, and I'm not exaggerating about that. My dad has worked with some, and so you literally know all of them because they're close and tight knit, and they take you in, they love you, and they love you forever. And it's just they're a beautiful group of people. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful culture.
Yes. So to see this happening on this show almost made me tear up a little bit, because this was on national television. This is in people's homes. And like, that's a big deal. I loved it. It was a great showcase for these the perfect people to be dancing this. For sure.
This could have not been done, I think, in the same way with any of the other couples. I think they were the perfect couple for this.
And Jensen and her hips were doing the damn thing. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Also, JJ and his knees. I'm praying for you because those knees.
It couldn't have gone to a better couple. Like, it was so perfectly matched.
Mm-hmm. They had the right attitude for it. They were they were all in. They were really like, I don't have words.
It was dynamic, but they didn't use a lot of the stage, but at the same time, it was very dynamic in their connection and the movements.
And their movements and their connection to the dance and their connection to each other.
Yeah. I have no words.
I think a lot of it has to do with their presence. Yeah, their stage presence.
You're right. You're totally right.
Because they can carry this. Because like I remember watching Polynesian Club at like pep rallies and stuff.
You went to a very heavy Polynesian school.
In DFW there's a big Polynesian
community
near DFW. So they had a Polynesian club in high school, and
so
oh my god,
we know these people kind of well.
Yeah,
yeah.
We grew up around.
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah, and so whenever Polynesian club would perform at pep rallies, everybody would be so hyped. Like it was like Beyonce was walking into this pep rally. I remember like being like dancing and cheering them on, and everything was great, and it's just such a sense of community because like. It just brings people together.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, you're not.
And when your football team is in that commercial, Gatorade commercial. I was like crying. I want to cry just thinking about it. Like, that's.
Our high school football team was in a Gatorade commercial.
Yeah, and they were doing their
haka.
There's no words. I just can't. I'm in love with Jensen. I think she is so great.
She is. Like,
oh my god!
Clearly, a standout. Like,
I'm speechless. No words.
I love how Twitch was like, "Oh yeah, me and Vanessa are gonna do this number, and I'm gonna do Jensen type parts." He can do it. I bet he can. God, I believe in him. This pairing, we cannot say enough good things about this pairing because they're so perfectly matched for each other.
Probably have to move on because we'll just keep saying the same things over and over again.
I'm sorry. We just love them.
Okay. Genesee and Slavic doing some salsa.
Holy shit, bitch. Hold on. Oh my God.
Okay. So, sorry, I'm getting my thoughts together. I was very underwhelmed about this number. There was not enough hips from him at all to me.
There was not enough. I mean, I think she had the hips only because, like,
because she was compensating for his lack of hips. There needs to be hips, and there's no hips from him. Again, the miracle loves that those two together so much.
This is my motherfucking jam.
We don't own the song, by the way. It's not our song. I don't know the copyright rules. Okay, so talking about the dance now. Okay, Joey, talk about the dance.
No, I'm dancing.
We don't have the song, remember? We can't just be playing songs.
Okay, so he almost dropped her like 30 times during rehearsal. Why?
This because the first he's not a strong too. Enough
dancer.
It's not that they only showed the first rehearsal, but still. I just think it just wasn't, there wasn't enough hips in it.
It was
me.
Not up to par. It just was not, like.
I think, because it's supposed to be like sexy and flirty, and I think they might have been relying on their chemistry too much.
Yes.
To sell it. And
I'm very disappointed. This is honestly my motherfucking
jam. Because she looked great. Like, actually, he did amazing. Too, to be honest with you.
But they look great together.
The dancing itself.
But I wasn't buying
just
it.
Just wasn't there.
I'm just never buying what they're selling. I just don't. I'm not getting it. Like, there was a lot. I felt like there was a lot of hesitation in their moves.
Yeah, it was very
I feel
clunky.
Like it was like, yeah. They were always like half a beat like behind. From like their big moves.
Yeah, it was clunky at times for me.
Yeah, his hips are not moving. His hips are definitely lying.
Yeah, they need to be they need to be way farther out than they are, and they're not. And it's just also like he's dancing really high up.
His and this is like a needs low. To get a little bit, he needs to like to get relax, into the beat. Ease into it. Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to work on his hips because
he's too stiff.
See, he's on his toes. It's just not. Very disappointing.
He's not a dancer in the way the rest of them are, and like he doesn't have that whole package sort of thing.
It just wasn't enough.
No,
but apparently it is.
And
I
no
guess.
Matter what a jam you're gonna put on to this show, like I'm really disappointed that I wasn't like super blown away with this. Not that I thought I would be, but yeah. You're gonna use a song like that, you better blow my fucking mind. That's a damn good song.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm over talking about them because, again, we'll just keep repeating ourselves.
Yeah. So next is, oh, my God, the biggest surprise of the night. I even said it before we cut to commercial. I was like, I don't think this is going to work. Bitch, was I wrong.
Hanalei and Darius doing a tango choreographed by the magnificent Leonardo. Miriam, I cannot even say her name. Those two are some of the best ballerinas I've ever seen in my life, honestly.
Yeah.
I've seen them on various dance shows before.
I think I've seen them somewhere, but I can't remember where.
Oh, my God. Miriam, Leonardo and Miriam, they are so astonishing. I can't.
The way they move together is very beautiful.
There's one season where they choreographed a dance, but the guy in the number got injured or something. So Leonardo danced with the contestant.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. Because they were still having to, you know, she was still going to get voted on.
Right.
But the guy got hurt and he was like, well, she still needs to dance because she's still competing.
Mm-hmm.
So Leonardo stepped in and danced with her. I forgot her name. I think it was like Caitlin or something. But yeah. Oh, my. Same with Miriam. Miriam did the same thing. The girl got injured and so she stepped in. This is where I thought that Cole was holding Hanalei back because this was beautiful.
Holy shit. I did not think this pairing would work well. I did not expect this at all. Darius was giving me Robert vibes, Robert energy, like Robert sexuality. And just, oh my God.
Again, no.
The way their legs went, the way she literally did not touch the floor for like a good 30 seconds because he was fucking holding her and like she was dancing on him but not on the floor. Like,
and he is dancing with her.
Because her cha-cha with Cole did not look this good.
No.
And it's still Latin-based, and there's still a lot of fast steps in it and a lot of kicks
I
and all of this
I think it's the
stuff.
Mixture of those two and the choreographers.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah. Because this choreography, this is not like round one choreography.
No,
this is finale choreography. This is I'm gonna blow your mind.
That outfit play of the Eve song is beautiful. And also, like, this is where Darius is. Oh my god, I'm so sad now. But watching that number where he's walking towards the camera at the end of the Travis Wall number, mm-hmm. and he has that, like, just kind of like
feminine,
the feminine walk, and then to see this, he's a man,
bitch. Like, I love someone.
Oh my, look the way he's look. Oh my god, I can't.
I love somebody that can work so well in the feminine and the masculine energy, and he does. It
doesn't
it.
Feel fake.
He does feels it, legit. And it's so real. And that's just because that's who he is. He's being himself. Yeah. It's just another part of himself yeah. that he hasn't been able to show. Like, because he did this really well when he was doing ballroom with Magda, because you believe their chemistry. Like, he does. Oh my god, I just fucking love him.
Wow. We were blown away by this for sure.
We literally all, and I was watching with us, all three of us were sitting on the couch like, what the fuck did we just watch? Mouth agape.
So blown away.
Freaking yeah. like speechless.
Yeah.
Wow. I just. He was so sexy and he was such a great partner for her. And I feel like that's the, she was able, like in her other dance with Marco, she was able to completely remove her bubbly Hanalei self and be that like sexy yeah. Latin dancer. And I believed it.
Because when she did that paso with Cole, it did not feel as dynamic as this did.
No. And even though close. Like there was just as many lifts in that as there was in this, it did not feel the same.
Yeah, honestly, the mixture of these two and the choreographers, because she's so small, he's so tall, he lifts her. She's already in the sky by his arm extensions. She's in
yes,
the sky.
Yes.
So it looks better. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow. We stand corrected.
Yeah, we do. Corrected. And gladly so. I'm really glad that this pairing happened. I'm
very impressed.
I'm very fucking upset that he won't be there to dance with her again.
Oh, but go ahead. Sorry.
I'm still. On yawning. Gugu, play I'm Upset. Because I'm still upset.
Okay, so the next is a guy number. Oh, okay. So we find out. Sorry, before we do that. We find out that my favorite.
Our favorite.
Jensen is going to be in the top four. Okay, so I did this, by the way. She's in the top four because of me.
Because Twitch told you to fucking vote for your favorite dancer.
And I did. And now she's there. So
thank the Lord.
Yes. And she deserves that.
She does fucking deserve it. She has gone above and beyond. She has literally surpassed expectations for every dance and every task handed to her.
Yeah.
She has been a beautiful partner to everybody she's been partnered with.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She's great. Okay, so let's move on to the
was it some boys? The boys?
Yeah, it was the guy, the group number.
Which, what an interesting concept. I love conceptual shit, because that's the sort of things, that's the sort of art.
Chris Scott is a choreographer.
That's the sort of art that I like doing and I like looking at.
Yeah.
In any sort of form. But I love conceptual stuff because it just adds another layer. It's not just movement. It's not just, you know, dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else. I love this thing with the breaks.
Yeah.
Great. You definitely, them three doing the same movements. It's great because, like, you can see their individuality.
But they're
still doing the steps together.
Yeah, see, okay. Remember how we were like, oh, Slavic, get it together. He's great in this.
Yeah. And, like, he did great. And he wasn't outshined.
No.
I think all three of them did really well. I think they were able to show their strengths. I think they put their strengths together into a really great number.
Yeah.
He's definitely not a partner dancer.
No,
He's not. He's solo dancer. Not.
And that's okay.
That's just the kind
of
dancer he is.
Not the
kind of
show you should be on if you're going to,
no.
You know.
Go be on a
World of Dance or something.
Yeah, where you can be solo and it's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
But then you're going to have to compete against Eva Igo, so.
Which, girl, have you caught up on World of Dance?
Bitch, no, I'm tired.
Okay, I know, but it's there. When you get there, girl, we have a lot to discuss.
I'll get there. We've still got, like, what, another 3 months of World of Dance?
It's going to end January 1st. This show goes on for fucking ever.
And then season 2 starts because they need a whole nother year for that. Or season three. Sorry.
That's so funny. Yeah, so I think it was really cool. I agree. The conceptual numbers are always very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the artistry that goes into that.
Because mm-hmm.
it's much more than 1, 2, 3, step here, 1, 2, 3. It's very... Right.
It's like build this vision. Build telling this story. Scene. Yeah. It's really great. It's a tableau vivant.
What?
I studied it in school.
It's
a tableau. It's great. I'll explain it later.
Okay. So we get the girls. Results. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. More results. Excuse me. Everybody breathe. Okay, and so we find out. Pissed. Wait, are they?
Oh, they're just judging. Okay, judge.
Oh yeah, we find out that Slavic makes it.
Bitch, how?
And I...
Bitch, where?
I say we, because Anna as well was like, what? Because we knew that meant that it was between JJ and Darius, and we were not happy about that.
No.
Because this is incorrect. I'm sorry. There's no way... I have to remember that's America's favorite dancer, not America's best dancer. I have to remember that every
That's
time.
Stupid, though.
But that's
Fuck
what
America.
It is. Again, don't say that, please. I thought it was very sweet that Genesee was genuinely very excited about him making it, but it was incorrect.
Yeah, it just was not. He doesn't deserve to be there. And as harsh as that is, it's true, because Darius and JJ have both shown exemplary skill.
Okay, but that's America's favorite answer, though. To consider that, remember.
Well, America sucks at voting. So.
But that's not what this competition is. If it was America's best dancer, then the Slavic would have been gone a long time ago. America's favorite dancer.
Which, again, is why Kiki made it so far.
It's a huge popularity contest. You have to remember that. I love this show, but that's what this is, you know? So that's why I knew that, spoiler, I mean, not really spoiler because it's old, but Genesee and Slavic both make it because... They want to keep them together. They want to keep the couple together because they're America's favorite.
That's so stupid.
It's the way this show is, you know?
That's so
and Jensen,
dumb.
That's why Jensen is...
Then why is it a dance show? Go be on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, whatever.
Are you really going to compare this show to The Bachelor? How dare you?
I'm going to compare those two to The Bachelor.
I don't think so. I've only seen The Bachelor like a handful of times, but I'm pretty sure it's not the same thing. I don't know what happened to The Bachelor. I don't want to know. Mm. I don't like dating shows. Dating shows are weird to me.
You want your dating to be private?
No, I just think, like, what's so appealing about dating so many men at one time? Like, that's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Also, like, I think it's hilarious how they go on these shows and they go on dates with, like, lavish dates with these guys. I'm thinking, you know, you're on a show, right? When the show's over, you're going to be eating In-N-Out as your date. Like, this isn't...
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And the ring he's gaining you is not a ring he bought. It's the one the production bought. But okay. Sure. Whatever. Anyways. Back to the actual show we're talking about.
So the girls do a number.
Okay. So they do a hip-hop number by Luther Brown.
Oh, my God.
We're huge fans of. Troy and I. I love the sexy alien vibe that's going on here. The
sexy robot vibe?
Very cool.
Yeah.
There. And again, conceptual.
Mm-hmm.
We love those.
Conceptual hip hop. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
It's my two favorite things. Also,
Hanae is so small.
I know. The other two look like giants next to her. They look so fucking
when
tall.
When they're next to each other.
I guess that's why they put her in the front, because the closer you are to the camera, the bigger you look.
Aww.
So they were trying to do that on purpose. I'm going to need those hips to sound like this. Damn. This is actually the first dance where I was like, Genesee can dance? Like, there was moments of it. There was flashes of it that she was, like, into it. And she, like, dropped them hips down.
Again, because she had a bunch of makeup and
a lot
costume
of
to hide behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When she has to do something as just Genesee. Because her solos were not that great. Yeah.
No, her solos are just, like, every basic leg thing I've ever seen.
She needs some type of something to hide behind to be a good dancer. And that's kind of sucks, actually.
That's kind of sad.
For her. She's not going to win because I'm not voting for her. Sorry, Genesee.
Can I just say, Jensen has so much swag. How?
Yeah, for a white girl from Utah.
For a white girl who's a ballroom dancer from Utah. Also, Hanalei, I also believed in this too. I was like, what? That tiny little girl got some swag. Just a little bit. Oh, this popping thing that was happening here. Oh my God, that was fantastic.
Also, I think because Luther Brown's choreography is very fun, so it's easy to get into.
Yeah.
It's very
party atmosphere. Does it for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
Which I think is good. Which I think is great. Because
like even when they're on this thing and the ending pose of it was so cool to me. Yeah, loved it. It was great.
That was awesome.
So we eventually find out that it's the top four are Jensen,
yay,
Slavik, Hanalei,
yay,
and Genesee, which I was very surprised that they took three girls and one guy. Again, this has never happened before. They usually always take two guys, two girls, couples. That's just always how they've done it. So to see this happen, I was very surprised, very shook, as Vanessa said.
Even though whenever Vanessa uses like a pop culture reference, I'm just like, bitch, no, like nobody believes you. This sounds so fake. Please stop.
I was telling Joy that I feel the pitch of Vanessa's voice is how I feel I sound like,
which is crazy because when you go back and listen to this, you do not sound anything like Vanessa.
Bless you, bless your heart and all your life, because I feel like it sometimes.
She don't though. Yeah, I'm gonna put up a poll on Twitter. Be like, does Crystal sound like Vanessa Hudgens? Yes or
and
no?
Watch no one vote. So
I'll vote.
Seeing
Anna might.
She probably won't, but a hoe. Seeing Genesee stand up there with Darius and JJ, you could see she knew that she was done because she's the only girl left.
Yeah.
So we were all surprised. She was surprised that she's still there. Not because, because she didn't need to be, but also because three girls. So I don't understand. I guess we have to watch next week to see what this means. But I don't know. I really don't know. I have no words. My favorite is still there, so that's good.
Yeah, that's what matters.
Who all my votes are being thrown to now.
Yay.
For sure. Because before they were split between JJ and
Darius.
But now it's, JJ and Jensen. Mm-hmm. But now it's fully Jensen. So we love Jensen.
Which super sucks because I was about to, vote for Darius. Yeah. And then this happened.
And again, this is another reminder of how much it sucks to have only one show a week. Because I guarantee you, if it was a result show, Darius would not have left, or JJ. Mm-hmm. No, especially Darius. Darius would have definitely been on top four because those two numbers he performed were flawless. Phenomenal.
Flawless. Without flaws.
So moral of the story today is that we're very upset. We're not happy.
So I guess our summer song is going to be Drake's I'm Upset.
Basically. Our summer anthem. Alexa, play I'm Upset.
Goo-goo. Play I'm Upset.
So anyways, that's...
Honestly, no, Goo-goo. Please set my alarm. I'm tired.
Set my alarm. Goo-goo, put me to bed.
Oh, yes. That would be great. I'm just going to play some Pride and Prejudice soundtrack music and knock the fuck out.
Make sure you brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth, girl. Brush your teeth.
Okay, well, that's about it for us today.
Yeah.
Tonight.
I'm going to put up a poll and you let me know, not about Crystal's voice, just who you think should have gone home.
Yeah.
I'm interested to know. I want to know who you... Yeah, I want to know. America. No, clearly we know who America wanted to go home because you suck. No, but Twitter. Who do you think should have gotten voted off? Was it really these two? Because if it is...
Shameful.
That's a fucking shame.
You know what? It's funny because almost every season I have there's a point where I'm disappointed, but I always fall for it every single year.
Even though you were the one who was like, I totally knew this was going to happen, you still fell for it.
I know. Because honestly, I thought because they were going to pick a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that because it's never happened before. All right. Well, we better go to bed because, again, we could just talk about how upset we are forever. So,
and how much we love who we love and how much we hate who we hate.
So, thanks for listening.
All one of you.
Follow us on Twitter. We have thoughts three. At we have thoughts.
The number three. Follow us on Instagram. I'm trying to put up GIFs, but my phone's not letting me. I'm very upset.
Alexa, play I'm Upset. Okay. Well, we love you guys. Or that one person. We love you.
We love you, friends.
What's your friend? We Gina? Love your friend. What's your friend's name?
Gina.
Hey, Gina.
Shout Gina out. Gina just started college. Shout out, Gina.
Yeah. Does she watch?
She's getting a degree in graphic design.
Huh?
In a school in Sweden.
Ooh, she fancy, huh?
Damn. She knows a third language. Wait, second language. Sorry. Second language. I was like,
you're imagining if you knew Swedish, then you have three languages, right?
I was assuming that Gina knows Spanish only because when she lived here, she hung out so much with me and my mom.
Well, you know, it's Texas after all.
Right.
Does she watch So You Think?
I don't know. Okay. I'll have to FaceTime her tomorrow.
You know what? I wonder if people would just listen to podcast about it and then just watch the numbers on YouTube or something. I'm assuming a lot of things, but
you're assuming that we're very popular and we have hundreds of listeners.
I know.
When our Twitter count is literally under.
We have a poll.
It's in the two digits.
We have a poll and no one votes. It's just two people, me and Anna. Rana put that poll up and I voted and you voted and nobody else.
Yep.
So anyways, all right. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
For the result,
for
the finale.
Final floor.
Let's see how disappointed we are next week.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.